This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
And good morning. It is The Drive with Tay and
today?
Piper.
What's going on today?
I know. I was like, this is funny. I got to call myself out. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise is doing some work right now, getting some stuff from Brad Underwood, who met with the media today on a Zoom call. I guess everybody's getting pretty perfection. I mean, are you pretty good at the Zoom now?
Yeah, I was going to say there's not too many ways to be bad at it, but if you leave yourself unmuted, that can be an issue.
Do you guys take me into a Brad Underwood? Because, I mean, how many people would show up? I mean, there's got to be at least, 10 to 15 or more that want to ask questions to Brad Underwood?
Yeah, I'd say there was at least 15
okay.
or so. I've been on a Zoom. I think the Lovie one, when Big Ten announced they were coming back, there might have been 40.
Wow. Do you see them all in the box, like Brady Bunch box?
A bunch of boxes, yep, Brady Bunch boxes.
How do you know whose turn it is to ask a question? Does Kent Brown and the guys over there say, guys and girls, I'm sorry, do they all say, okay, Pipes, you're fifth in line, blah, blah, you're seventh? Is that how they do it?
That's how we used to do it. It was kind of the T-ball lineup where the coach makes it and you're just hitting wherever you... They switch it up from time to time and try to please everybody. If you hit first, then you're hitting ninth the next time.
Makes sense.
Now that we're experienced, the chat box is where you kind of do, I have a question for Brad, and then you just kind of go.
Oh.
It's kind of the dibs order, where whoever says it first gets their question in and kind of just play from
there. That's fair. Okay, last dumb question about Zoom calls. When you start asking your question, does Brad know where you're at? Or do you see him like trying to find you on the screen, or does he pretty much just take a drink and not worry about who he's looking at?
That's a good question. You might have to ask Brad that because you can set it for different views to where it's a speaker view. So whoever's talking, it'll switch to their screen.
That's true.
I might pop up right in front of him, or I just keep it on the Brady Bunch boxes so I can kind of look at everybody. If someone's yawning during my question, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to talk to them anymore. You can kind of just keep an eye on the crowd.
That'd be funny if Brad had it to where he saw who was asking the question, that every once in a while he just went, whoa, like, hey, Pipes, you're not looking good today. It's like, hey, come on, coach. All right, there was a Zoom call with Coach Underwood today because, and here's how I'm calling you out, as we started the show during the intro, I kind of looked at you. I'm like, what do you think we should start with? And you're like, well, Illini basketball. And you kind of said it to me almost like, I'm like, wait, what happened? Like, did something happen that I don't know about? And you're like, well, we've got Georgie on at 4:30 and practice has started. Duh, Lon. So practice started. What did you, I know we're going to hear from Brad on this, but man, when you're a top 10 team in the country and practice starts, it's got to be always fun to get practice going. Don't get me wrong. The players, the coaches, they're all fired up. When you're a top 10 team, there's got to be a little extra step.
There has to be. It seems like it, and I'm sure Georgie will speak to that when we talk to him in here about a half hour. But, yeah, you're top 10. It feels like I can't decide. I was trying to write about this today. It's been an eternity since that Illinois-Iowa game, and yet it's still so fresh in your mind.
That's a good point.
Like just the atmosphere in that building, the game, the magnitude, and then how disappointing and how devastating it was after that. Now you can kind of shift, and we've talked about it a lot here in the last couple of months, just the excitement building towards the season. Well, practice starting today, we're officially 6 weeks from game day. November 25th, there'll be a game here in Champaign at State Farm Center. I know that.
And that'll fly by.
Yeah, it will.
That'll fly by.
Especially with Big Ten football to dive in on, yep, focus on, and it'll be here. So really important to for a team and really all teams across the country that haven't had a lot of five-on-five. They've done a lot of individual workouts.
Right.
They've spaced it out to where the whole team's not working together in case there was a positive test. Brad talked about it today. They've had a couple of guys along the way that have gone out with positive COVID tests, but they continued to – the way they structured it was they didn't want to have a whole group taking out the whole team, really. So
makes sense.
This buildup will really be your live-action five-on-five. You're in a good situation being in Illinois where you have so much experience – 4 out of 5 starters return, so it's not like they have to learn how to play together. Now, you're going to have to insert some pieces like Curbelo and Miller and Coleman Hawkins and also Hutcherson. We'll talk about injuries, who's not practicing with a back injury.
Oh.
Bossman's Verdonk is out, and Hamlin's out as well. Jacob Brandon's another new guy. But for the most part, you're kind of just going out there, rolling the ball out, letting them compete. I know it's not that simple from a coaching perspective, but you do feel pretty good about just the continuity that you bring back.
And I want to ask you about the depth and how that's going to help this team. I just thought of this, though, when you mentioned the Iowa game. That is the last game Illinois played. And there is absolutely no silver lining to the fact that Illinois didn't get a chance to win a Big Ten title or Big Ten championship, tournament championship. And there's certainly no silver lining that this team did not make the NCAA tournament. But it has kind of been nice, and I don't know what day it is, to ride on day whatever of knowing that the last feeling you had in basketball was beating Iowa, and Iowa, the last feeling they have is losing to Illinois. And that's kind of a nice thing, especially for two teams that are both going to be ranked in the top 10. Iowa, top 5 team, certainly, and Illinois, well, I shouldn't say certainly, Illinois, a top 10 team, certainly as well. So that's going to be fun, and it is kind of that small little sliver, 1%, of knowing that you've sat on that for a long time, and they've had to sit on that as well. When you talk about practice and rolling the ball out, this is a team loaded with depth. And what you can do, and certainly without guys like BBV, and guys like that, you certainly want them to be able to practice to help out the other guys. But you're talking about a team that Brad Underwood can throw on the court with 10 guys and say, go at it. And mix and mingle the lineups, mix and mingle who's guarding whom, and just really go at it. And that's, Derek, I mean, that's a perfect way to get better.
Yeah, it really is. Georgie talked about it last year, kind of just the iron sharpens iron type deal. And look, there are teammates, but during practice and the lead up to the season in particular, we're trying to kill each other. We're trying to go out there and win every drill, win every matchup. And I think that it's got to be nice for Brad Underwood, and I'm sure him and his staff sit back and draw up all the possible lineup combinations and different mixing and matchings they want to see. They want to see Curbelo in with Io. How does that mix? Can Curbelo be effective enough on the ball? Can Io do his thing maybe off the ball a little bit, or how does that work out? But we ask a lot of the questions about the minutes and the rotations. That's how it plays out. You just let those guys compete against each other.
Right.
And it was kind of interesting. You know, Brad just sits back and smiles and says, we let it go a couple of possessions today. It's 5-on-5 and go down a couple of times and just let them compete. There's not a whole lot new in terms of, you know, last year at this time, they were completely overhauling their defense. They had
great
to just
point.
Teach an entirely new defense. It was in the middle of the season. They taught an entirely different offense.
Man.
So you take that out. You take out really a lot. And again, there's newcomers, so there's still something to learn there. But for the most part, you're playing off of, you know, Io and Trent, and those guys can help Curbelo and Miller along the way. So, yeah, it's just something that's going to just materialize and play out over time here. And I hope that we get to get updates, obviously, weekly, because I want to hear all about it.
Sure. And injuries. That's the biggest thing you worry about, not only every year, but especially this year with a team that you know has the possibility of doing some great things. You mentioned, 6 weeks from Illinois basketball. We're about 10 days from Illinois football. You know, there weren't many months ago, if not a month ago, that we were wondering if either one of those was going to play, and certainly there's still hurdles in place, but it's a great spot to be in knowing that Illinois football is starting soon. You're going to play a Wisconsin team without their starting quarterback. Your experienced team coming back. That's going to be fun. And then, of course, on the horizon, the near, not so far horizon, you've got an Illinois basketball team that's ranked in the top 10. If everybody's healthy, and this, these are way too early questions to ask you, but if everybody's healthy on this team going into game day, what do you think will be the rotation in terms of, you don't have to name names, but in terms of how far down you go in terms of minutes? I know, I think that's something that we in the media, and maybe you as a fan, and we're certainly fans, although you have to be kind of more professional. I'm certainly not. I never have been in my career. So I'm a fan, number one, and then I do media second. But maybe we worry about that more than the coaches do, but it is something that you wonder about because you certainly don't want one guy that you know could really be helping this team to kind of get pigeonholed into a spot where he's not getting many minutes. So what do you think is an ideal number, and what do you think this team will get to?
I know we definitely worry more about the starting lineup than Brad does.
Without a doubt.
He had a joke today. He said, so have you thought at all about your starting five? And he's like, well, not really, but I'll tell you this, Io's going to start.
Okay.
I was like, all right, thanks, Coach. Thanks for the update.
I'm surprised he didn't give you a Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and go through the Kansas City Chiefs lineup.
Good point. But you do have to have an idea of your rotation, how far down the bench you want to go, and you kind of got to, throughout practice, establish certain roles and expectations for those players so they understand, okay, these are the type of scenarios that I'm going to, especially for someone that's coming off the bench, this is what I can expect. Here's who I'm filling in for. We've talked about at length as far as who could start, Io, Kofi, Trent, DeMonte. I'm expecting, and then it's Adam or Curbelo probably, especially with Austin Hutchinson now. I think he was someone that was in that mix. Grandison, you could make that argument. I think him and DeMonte split a lot of time at the four, so I have him coming off the bench. I'm slotting Miller in right now. Curbelo's going to play a lot off the bench. Grandison, Georgie, of course. And if healthy, I think Hutcherson, too. Now, between Coleman Hawkins and Benjamin Bossman's Verdonk, I think one of those is going to be someone that plays maybe double-digit minutes on an occasion, or maybe regularly. We'll see that they're really high on Coleman Hawkins and what he was able to do over the summer.
Nice.
Of course, when it's practice and it's full contact, that's a little bit different. He's super skilled. Like, you put him through an individual workout, he's going to show out. But can he rebound? Can he play defense against some of these physical guys who have been doing it for a while? So I would say definitely eight. You can go eight deep really comfortably.
Okay.
You could go 10, but it's probably about nine, I would say, getting regular minutes.
That's crazy, isn't it, to think about? And when you talk about a guy like Coleman Hawkins, who's kind of the, I don't want to say forgotten, but he's kind of the forgotten guy of that Andre Curbelo, Adam Miller recruiting class, certainly as a guy, as a freshman, maybe you're not expecting huge minutes out of, as you just mentioned, but someone that could really help this team. And when you're really still pining for that four guy, right? And you look at it and you get a guy like Bossman. I'll just say that. Let's don't go any further, Lon. You'll mess it up 100 times. You got a guy like Bossman that looks the part. And you look around and you keep thinking, man, if we could fill that four hole with this guy, or we're missing out on this guy. He's a guy that looks the part that could certainly go in. And, I made the reference one day that he looks like Blake Griffin. Now, he doesn't play like Blake, for sure, because not many play like Blake Griffin, but he looks like him. And, if you could almost give him a poor man's version of Blake Griffin, where he's going in, ripping down rebounds, getting a couple putbacks, that would certainly help this lineup. It's going to be so fun to watch the mix and match and how guys work together on the court. And we've seen in the past how certain guys maybe haven't gelled with others. I thought one of the keys last year was that Trent and Io, from the get-go, it seemed, really got on the same page out on the court, and I think Andres Feliz helped with that. So now, is there the guy? In fact, let me go that route. I'm just kind of talking here, but I'm thinking as I'm going. Who replaces the heart, the Andres Feliz? In other words, if Brad Underwood sat down and said the same quote that he said last year, that if I had to put a face on this program, it's Andres Feliz. Who is that guy right now, or is that kind of a tricky question at this point?
It's tricky in terms of directly replacing him. Now, I think Curbelo's going to do a lot of great things. They're going to be different than what Feliz has. In terms of, Feliz was just a physical dog. Like, Curbelo's not going to be able to show up and do that. He's going to do some other things with his passing and his savvy and all that, and also he's still a freshman. In terms of the heart and soul, I wouldn't worry too much about it because I think Io brings a lot of that. I think Trent brings a lot of that. I think Georgie does. DeMonte, you got a lot of veterans, guys that understand not only what it means to play at Illinois, just you know what it took to get back here, but that this is for many of those guys. You know, I mentioned DeMonte's a senior, Trent's a senior, Io's gone after this year in all likelihood. They know this is it.
Yeah.
This is the last go, as Trent Frazier's calling the last dance. Mm. So I don't think you'll worry about the heart, but that's definitely a guy you're going to miss. The big buckets, the clutch rebounds. But yeah, I mean, he was a leader. He was a dog. He was someone that was really part of that mold, part of a team that was really, really darn tough. And yeah,
Underwood
loves him.
He did. And I've always said, and you could see it in the TBT tournament even. And I've always said he's the guy, and everybody has this. I don't care what level you played, of whatever sport you played, but let's focus on basketball. Let's say you only made it through high school. It seemed like Felice was that guy that you'd look out on the court while you were out there, and you'd be like, okay, he's out here with me. We're good. And certainly that is something that I think when you look out and see Io, I think you say, all right, we're good. And, you know, let's not forget Trent Frazier, as you mentioned. Let's not forget what Kofi can do in his second year. There's so many questions that I have about this Illinois basketball team. They're all positive. I mean, last year you saw Kofi go from 0 to 100, it seemed like, over a season. And he's going to be better this year. And that's scary to think how much better Kofi could be, not only defensively, but certainly offensively, as he kind of works that game into play a little bit more. If there's one negative besides the format, it's the shooting, right? It is the one thing that I think a lot of questions will need to be asked, or answered, about the shooting. Can Io improve by 6 to 8%? Can Trent get his groove back? I know he's on streaks. There's not many better in the country when he gets on a streak. See the Gonzaga game, right? I mean, Trent Frazier can absolutely lift and carry your team for 4 or 5 minute stretches until another team finally calls a timeout and says, quit letting him shoot. But I think it's the shooting that is the worry. I mean, Georgie, we're going to talk to him at 4:30. Georgie's a guy that needs to get better on the shooting end as well. So is that maybe the one area you would look at with a little bit of skepticism to say, that's got to be better?
Yeah, it has to be. It was the Achilles heel of last year's team. It was, I don't want to, you know, say what was going to happen in the postseason because we just don't know, but it's a reasonable thought that that was going to be a shortcoming that maybe cost them a chance to move on in the NCAA tournament.
Agreed.
If someone really is going to commit to, all right, we're not letting Io beat us. He's going to see two defenders at all times. We're going to stick a guy in the post. And if they got size to battle with Kofi, then it's daring other guys to shoot. And Illinois just didn't have it.
Right.
And the guy that stepped up the most from the three-point arc last year is gone, and Alan Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Trent shot a career low last year at 30% from three. After February 1st, the end of the season, it was below 20%. Now, that's not who he is.
No.
Like, he's a far better, more talented bucket getter, and you need him to get back to that. Io DeSumo shot 29% from three last year. You need to see 35 to 38.
Agreed.
Especially for his NBA aspirations. One thing you feel good about is Adam Miller was one of the most talented shot makers in the country in his class in 2021. Hutcherson was lights out from three at D3 level. If he's healthy, I think he brings a lot to the table there. But this is a team that was the league worst in the Big Ten in three-point shooting. They shot 29.3% in Big Ten play. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's got to get better.
Yeah, in terms of their strengths, in terms of making Io as good as he can be, you know, making decisions, but also opening up the floor for him, opening up things for Kofi. You got to have guys on the perimeter that are going to give them the freedom by hitting those shots.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We've got at 5:05 a bunch of Brad Underwood sound that Trevor Valise just put together. So you'll hear all about it from Brad, including an opening statement with him. But coming up, we're going to visit with Georgie Bishan-Chiavelli. He is now starting his junior year at the University of Illinois. And it's been a career where as a freshman, he burst onto the scene. He was the favorite. He was dancing in everywhere you looked. He was everybody's go-to interview. Still is, obviously, as we have him on today. But we're going to visit with Georgie and his freshman year. He did all that. His sophomore year, he had to find that role. And I felt like maybe a quarter of the way through the year, through the end of the year, they really felt that role, or he really kind of got into that role as the backup major to Kofi up and down the court. And I think that was something that that keyed that Illinois team for sure. When you could give Kofi some rest, bring a guy like Georgie who's got other skill sets that he can do. So I'm excited to talk to him. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. You can find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TanePiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tane Piper or The Drive 93.5.
We're back with Georgie. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tane and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory service. Services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Bummed out about no tailgating this football season?
Welcome to Moe's!
Tailgate at home this year with a meal kit from Moe's. Choose from a choice of their nachos kit, tacos kit, or fajitas kit. All kits come with your choice of meats along with beans, pico de gallo, Moe's famous queso, and of course, free chips and salsa on the side. Each kit serves 4 to 6. Visit Moe's.com or call the Champaign Moe's 352-6637. Available for pickup or delivery.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
An important message from Medicare.
You know how Medicare plans can change from year to year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this coming year, premiums are at historic lows.
Really?
Yeah, and hundreds of plans will have insulin for just $35 a month.
That will save some money. Can't wait to look at my plan choices for 2021.
Open enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th.
Comparing plans really pays.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, another miracle from Lifeline Connect. Kobe Nolan came from the great state of Louisiana.
I'm 32 years old. I came to Urbana, Illinois, being Lifeline Connect. My addiction had had left me hopeless. You know, I was at the bottom of my barrel. Found out about Lifeline Connect, came to the program, got a new way of thinking, got a lot of tools, you know, that were taught to me. I like to think of it as I have a tool belt around me, and I use those tools daily, you know, to... I am currently working for Lands Heating and Cooling. I have been there a little over 2 years. I've actually installed AC here at the radio station. But, yeah, I have a career. I had worked good jobs before, but now I have a career where I'm settled and I'm learning, and I'm just blessed.
To learn more about Lifeline Connect, go to lifelineconnect.org to help and support men turning their lives around with the help of Jesus Christ. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Are your appliances giving you trouble, or are you looking for something new? Then shop local at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the items and resources to get you what you need. You can shop easily by going online to appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with an associate, shop their showroom from your phone, and more. That's at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, off I-74 on Neal Street, or online at appliance-world.com.
Wow!
Oh, yeah, the 10-year protection.
Yeah. Wow! Thank you, Trevor! Trevor is running around like a crazy man today. Mr. Jay Lehman coming into the studio. Not to join us. He's going to be doing that on Monday. That's something we kind of mentioned, but need to get more assertive about that in terms of Jay Lehman will start this coming Monday. Will be joining us, I believe, from 4 to 5 every Monday to talk college football, specifically Illinois football. And there are not many that are better, if there are.
I don't know if there are.
That are better than Jay Lehman and how he breaks things
down.
The
insight and the energy. The combination of the two. I don't know if it gets better than
like
that.
Like Trevor said, we may combust. He and I. We need Derek in here to just do the easy calm down, boys. Both of you calm down. Let's keep it where we're going. But it'll be fun to be joined by Jay Lehman. You know, I've always said Sean Harrington was another guy on the basketball side that whenever Sean would join us, and on occasion he still does. He's moved on with his life. He's down in Florida and he's doing things, but he still likes to join us on occasion. And when he does, I've always said, and I wouldn't lie about this, I learn something new from Sean Harrington every time I hear him. Jay Lehman, I learn about six new things because I never played football. I mean, I played pickup football in the backyard. I never played competitive football. So for me, whereas basketball, I kind of understand it a little bit better than I do football, the ins and outs. And when Jay Lehman will say, well, you know, the reason, Lon, they were able to kind of get Reggie Corbin some runs up the middle is because this right guard pulled and this tight end came over and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what? Slow down. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Maybe he'll even bring in the whiteboard for us.
Ooh.
Maybe help the YouTube viewers out.
I could see him doing it.
And we also need to clip up all the trash talk that Britt Miller said about him.
Oh, that's right.
And allow him to defend himself.
I think that should be the very first thing we tackle with Jay Lehman is, Jay, before we get nitty-gritty on Illinois football and Big Ten football, Britt Miller spoke. Here it is. And then just let him react on the air. I think that would be
one of these times we got to get both. We got to have Jay in studio and get Britt on the line. That would be classic.
Can you imagine both in the studio?
I'm game for that as well. I'll gladly go sit in the call screen room or whatever you want to call
it. Who's breaking that fight up? If that happens, it's you got to come in here and help me. I'm kidding. They're not going to fight. Obviously, those two love each other, and that it would be so fun to have them just take the mics and go on. In fact, you and I could just kind of slide out. We wouldn't even have to be here. Just let those guys go at it for an hour, and it would be
nonstop. We'll crack a beer and watch from the other room.
That's exactly right. Okay, hey, real quick, a programming note. Georgie is going to still join us, but we're going to do it around 4:45. We apologize. It's an ever-evolving thing, obviously, with the student-athletes, so we just got notice. Georgie will be on with us at 4:45. Certainly worth the wait. So until we get there, here's what I'd like to do. I got a couple questions for you on not only depth, with regards to winning basketball games, but with the idea of COVID. So I want to ask you about that. I also want to ask you about a basketball team at Illinois playing with expectations. It's been a while for a team to play, especially this lofty of expectations, but expectations in general. Before we do that, though, Brad Underwood spoke today. I just wanted to get out his opening statement and kind of hear from him, and then we'll kind of react to it and then get on to those two questions. Here's Brad Underwood from today.
Well, one of the things, I think the NCAA did an unbelievable job of ramping this up. We went from 8 hours a week to 12 hours a week, and that was refreshing, and it was helpful. And, you know, I think at a time of COVID when we were all or somebody at different times has dealt with having guys out, it gave us an opportunity, not having a summer, so to speak, in and out, and really no spring. It gave us an opportunity to kind of ramp things up and work our guys out a little more than we had in past years. But obviously, there's nothing like the start of practice. You know, it still makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It's exciting. You'd like to bundle all of that enthusiasm up and be able to spread it out through the course of a season. So our guys were excited and we're bouncing off the walls, ready to get after it. And so now we get to start stringing together multiple days. Everything we've done to this point has pretty much been 1 or 2 days on, and then maybe had to take a day off because of the 12-hour weeks. And now we can string some things together and start stacking stuff together. So it's been it's great to start. It's great to get going, and it feels good just to be back doing what we all love to do.
Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach. He talked about going from 8 hours to 12. He really liked that. Now they'll go to 20, and they'll actually be able to practice together. When they went from the 8 to 12 in that area, I know you weren't at the practices, so it may be an unfair question. And we've asked Brad, you know, what are some of the things that you can work on? And he's answered that on our airways before. But what were some of the things, I guess, more individual work and trying to get guys to say, all right, we need you to do this better, so we're going to work on this right now. Is that probably what was happening in those times?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I know that during the summer they did a lot of, you know, individual skills. So a lot of shooting, a lot of, if you're guards, you work on your ball handling. I think in the fall, and as you got a little bit more time, in particular with Curbelo and Adam for the guards, or with Coleman, and if Brandon Lieb is going to contribute for down low, is you're kind of teaching them the plays, and you're kind of showing them, you know, you're running 3-on-3 type of stuff. You're not, as I said, getting into 5-on-5.
True.
But you're giving them some looks that builds up to, you know, when you get 20 hours a week, and now we're going to run 5-on-5 for the first time. So, yeah, a lot of during the summer was just trying to get individual improvement and Right. Focusing on different things. And of course, a lot of that is Fletch, too, mm-hmm. You know, getting in the weight room. And speaking of a Fletch angle, well, Io and his dad deserve credit as well. He arrived at 170 as of today. He arrived as a freshman at 170 as of today at 206.
Wow. So just muscle.
Muscle.
I always compare it back to Kendall Gill. When you watched Kendall Gill go from his freshman year up until he left the U of I, and how his shoulders just continue to get bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden you're like, yep, that's an NBA body. And I think that's what we're going to notice with Io this year. You mentioned 5-on-5. You got to have depth to do that. You got to have depth to win basketball games. One thing we didn't mention is not only the injury area of where you need depth, but the COVID issue. And, of course, we don't know how it's going to go. We saw a Tennessee Titans team last night that has been dealing with this and had to miss a game, and then they came out and looked like Super Bowl champions last night. So it can be done, but certainly you like to have depth because of the COVID issue. If somebody tests positive, there's probably protocol that we have to sit out so long, they have to do so many negative tests before they can play. That's going to be a huge issue, and that's where Illinois could really thrive if it has to be that way. Hopefully it never has to be that way, but certainly when it's the next man up and you've got plenty of guys to take the next man up, that's huge.
Yeah, you said it the correct way right there, is that you don't want to have to utilize your depth for that purpose, but
right.
You know that it's there in case that you do need it. Of course, injuries would be another issue there, but yeah, I think that the expectation for a lot of people, if not every coach in college basketball, is we're going to go into this and someone's going to have flare-ups.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Yep.
Is it going to be your team? I don't know. And some teams are going to be better suited for it than not. With Illinois, yeah, the fact that they can, as we said, go 9-10 deep. But Brad Underwood brought up a good point today. If the Big Ten, which we're assuming is going to have the same protocols for basketball as they do football, A positive test means you're out 3 weeks.
Mm.
And that's out from everything. That's not just you can't play in games. You're not practicing.
Really?
So there might be an additional time in addition to that. You're not just coming back on that 21-day mark. You might need to get in better conditioning, or you might play limited minutes. So that could be a big deal.
That's huge.
And that's part of, I think, Brad's hesitancy. We asked him today, or Jeremy asked him about the Missouri game. Just non-conference in general is making sure who you're playing is going through the same testing standards and all that, because you don't want to just schedule a game and you get it from an opponent who's not doing the same things you are.
Right.
And all of a sudden that player who gets it is out for 3 weeks.
Trevor knew, he didn't know we were going to talk about this, but this is what Brad Underwood had to say about that.
No, we've been out. We've had guys out at various points. Again, and this has gone in stages. I think one of the things that, one, the University of Illinois and our athletic department are obviously at the forefront. I think that's pretty well documented by now, in terms of our testing on campus, not just for athletes, but for regular students. So that when we've had issues, we've chose not to stop our program, because the reality is, we understand that cases are going to happen. We've dealt with the quarantine, and yet whether it was in June, July, we had a great month of July into August up until the start of school. Then we saw a little bit of a hiccup here or there where guys were out. Then the Big Ten announced the myocarditis testing. So we've had some athletes that have had to wait and go through all of that. And we're back now and all healthy. But I think the one thing that's happened is we've learned, and it's been extremely educational for all of our athletes to know what quarantine looks like and feels like. It's not fun. It's miserable. We've had some now understand what the myocarditis testing is and the process of what it would be like to be out 21 days. So when we talk about keeping your circles tight and not letting anybody else in and masking up and washing your hands all the time and understanding that, you know, those are circumstances that sometimes are out of our control, but it's always at the forefront, Brett, of what we're doing and talking about, because we do test every day. And that's been, that's put us in a nice situation. But, you know, to think we're not going to have cases would be pretty foolish on my part, I think. I think we all understand in college sports now that people are going to be out and we're going to miss time. But we've dealt with it, and we've dealt with it in an unbelievable way.
And I think Brad is not just speaking about, well, we're going to have guys on this Illinois team. I think he's talking in general that there may be teams that have guys that test positive, and that's kind of what he's saying to that.
Yep.
All right, we'll do more with Brad Underwood next hour. We've got plenty of sound from Brad. We'll get to his thoughts on that, and we'll react to it as we go along. We'll do that at 5:05 or around there. But when we come back, we're going to visit with Georgie B. Jr., always fun to visit with, and a guy that could play some huge minutes and a big role on this top 10 Illini basketball team. So, Georgie B., when we return, it is The Drive.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk.
At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
It's The Drive with Tan Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. And it's time to talk to the man. It's just simply just put, the man. And that's Georgie B. How are you, buddy?
Oh, my God. Thank you. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing well, man. The last time we were watching you, you were beating Iowa. And you still had unfinished business, but certainly you guys ended the year on a great note. And now here we are. We've got basketball in focus. How excited, Georgie, were you? Is it always like first day of school when you finally get to kind of officially start basketball?
First day of school is not exciting for me, but first day of basketball is very, very exciting. I mean, especially as much time as we had off with the quarantine and all that stuff, to have it now, you know, it's just amazing to get with the whole group of guys and get on court and compete and do what we love to do and know that we have a chance to have a season and just simply put, just do what we love to do. It's just an amazing feeling. It's really, really amazing.
Georgie, today was the start of a six-week build-up to your first game. Just take us inside that first practice today. What was it like? What kind of things were you doing? And I'll read you a quote from last year. You told me practice, you guys were trying to kill each other. Is that kind of still the same vibe this year?
Most definitely. It's even better because we got new guys that are very, very talented. They compete very hard with us. First day of practice, I mean, we have had team skill workouts, you know, so they were definitely a little shorter than our team practices, but we already have been together as a whole group, so I won't say that was that much of a difference, but it was definitely longer. We were going hard. I mean, you already know what it is.
What do you feel like Coach Underwood's message has been to you guys so far as you approach this year? Obviously, a lot of expectations on you. You did have some of that last year.
I'm sorry. Could you talk just a little bit louder? I can't really.
Yeah.
Really. Thank you,
Georgie. If you can hear me, what do you feel like Coach Underwood's message has been to you this year? Just as far as you know, the build up, the expectations around the team. What does he want to get across to this team so you guys can achieve what you want to achieve?
But we haven't done shit. Simply put, we haven't done anything yet. You know, expectations are great, and they're. All these people are talking about us. You know, we are top 10. We so talented. We so great. We this, we that. But we haven't done anything yet. We haven't won a game with this group yet. You know, we haven't played a good game with this group yet. So it's very, very nice to hear people talk about us so nicely and expect such great things from us. But all we have to do is to be everyday guys. You know, get in the gym, give our best at all times. Not just on the court, but off the court, and just be the greatest we could be. You know, expectations, as I said, and all that stuff is for the fans and for you guys. So that's been the message.
We're going to keep asking Georgie about the team in general, but I want to ask you, you are a guy that came in, obviously made a big impact as a freshman. You've had a big impact since you've been at the University of Illinois, but even remembering back in college when you got to be a junior, you just kind of felt like you were the cool. Like you've kind of figured it out. Is that kind of like you are on the basketball court as well? Are you really, I guess, is the hunger there to just truly have a great season for you this year?
My man, you really put it perfectly in there. I mean, you figured it out, Drew, and that did I, you know, not just on the court and just in general, you know. When you've been here now for a couple of years, you have had so many different experiences on the court, off the court. I'm putting it all together. It is like that, you know. I'm expecting to play great for myself just because, you know, I've been working my ass off, as always, and yeah, I've been here. I have the experience now, so I know kind of what to expect, even though we never really know what to expect from life and from each and every day. But as you said, you know, you perfectly said you had a question for me and the answer at the same time.
So. Boom. Boom.
I'll see if I can do the same thing here, Georgie. What kind of things in particular have you focused on, you know, working with your game or just with your mindset or anything to better yourself this offseason as you go into being an upperclassman?
That's a great question that every interviewer always asks me. But as much as I work, you know, I work on literally everything. There hasn't been any, you know, I'm a focus on this and that. I've been working a lot. You know, I've been shooting, you know, all you guys I know are interested about my three-point shot and nobody believes in it in the end. But I've been shooting a lot. Working my ass off. It's just a matter of confidence, just getting out there and playing the game. And my confidence is at its highest right now. So I've been working, man, really, really, really working every single day on my body, on my mental health, on my basketball skills, dribbling, passing, shooting, being a better teammate, whatever it is, I've been working on all of it, trust me. And the results will show.
Georgie B., I can't wait to see those results, my friend. For the rest of us, when we got the news on back-to-back days, it was like Christmas and then Christmas again. When Io said he's coming back, Kofi said he's coming back. What was Georgie B.'s reaction when you heard that both of those guys were coming back to this team?
I was really happy. I actually found out just a little bit earlier than you guys. but I was really, really happy because I knew right away that these guys will help us to win a lot of games. As you guys know, they're going to help us to go really, really far. Without those guys, it will be very, even harder to do. But now these guys give us the opportunity to go even deeper, you know, into the tournament, into whatever, win more games. So I was really, really, really happy.
George, you're someone that is obviously very close with Kofi, both on and off the floor, getting a chance to see him every day. What would you say is different about him this year, or what can fans expect now out of sophomore version of Kofi?
I'm actually his roommate. You talk about getting to see him every day. I'm his roommate. I live with Kofi. More mature, you know, way more mature, even though obviously he had a very, very great freshman of the year and then in, but even more mature, you know, handling stuff, not just on the court, even better. But also off the court, he's in great shape. Obviously, we know he's a physical piece. But as I said, I mean, more mature, more experienced. You know, he got that experience now, and he knows what he's doing. And I think it will help him. That will help him a lot.
A couple more for you here, George. You want to ask you about the current group of freshmen. A lot of people excited about Adam Miller, nice. Andre Curbelo, Coleman Hawkins probably isn't one to forget either. What have you seen from that group, and what can they bring to you guys?
Love those guys, man. Love those guys. Really, really love those guys. They're so, so hardworking. Obviously, we know how talented they are. They're so, so talented. Obviously, all of them are great, great players. But also very, very hardworking. Very hardworking, very humble. They listen to all of us because they know what have we done for this program or how far we have come, you know. So they listen to us. They learn very quick. So I feel like they will have a very, very big impact on our team this year.
Georgie, I got to know, has Curbelo, who's been known to be a really skilled passer, has he hit you in the face yet with a pass you wasn't expecting?
Nah, my hands are
too
good for that.
That's awesome.
He's got the hands and the dancing feet.
Yes, really, he does.
Total package. But to close this out, let's talk some woodworking, man. I see you on Instagram getting after it, some block eyes. How'd you pick that up, and how's the progression been with that?
Oh, it's been great. I'm actually in the woods right now. I'm heading back home right now. I've been out here for a little bit, feed my baby squirrels. Woodworking has been great. Has been amazing. I'm kind of keeping a secret, but I have a lot of stuff coming that way, you know, woodworking way, and I don't want to say anything yet.
Ooh.
But I know when I will post it, all you guys will see it in the land. You guys will call me for an interview just for that. Trust me on that one.
I'm ready. In fact, I would love to have one of your works displayed right here in our studio for our listeners to see every time they tune in on YouTube. That would be so fun. Well, Georgie, you continue to be a fresh of breath air for everybody, my friend, and we cannot wait to get this season started. We were like, who could we lead it off with? Well, of course, Georgie. Thank you so much, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day.
Okay, buddy. That is Georgie B.
Thanks, Georgie.
If there's more energy, I want to know. Brad Evans and Georgie B. and Jay Layman. Those are the three most energetic people.
That'd be a crew.
That would be a really good show, in fact. We apologize, by the way, for the accidental slip of language. I made an executive decision to let it go. I will take the brunt of Stevie J on that, and I apologize, and Trevor Valise, who will get on me.
I think the listeners would have killed you if you cut the segment.
Exactly. We had to let it go, but we do apologize, obviously, for any young listeners out there, and certainly Georgie was fired up, man. He was fired up, so that's what we love to hear, and
great stuff.
That's what we expect out of Georgie every time. It's going to be fun to watch him, and you know, guys, last year, when Georgie was a guy that showed us so much as a freshman and then had to learn kind of that new role when Kofi came on to this team. So you kind of get that situation where for a while it was kind of a weird situation of not seeing the Georgie that we saw as a freshman. And you almost felt bad for him because we love him. And it was almost like, uh-oh, what's going on? We don't like to see this. But to his credit, he figured it out. And I guarantee you he's never been an issue in that locker room. Well, you know that. So now I'm just excited for him now that he's a junior, now that he's had all this experience under his belt, now that he's had the 1 year of experience with Kofi, I cannot wait to see what Georgie gives this team this year.
Yeah, me as well. I think that anyone that's riding off his talent is wrong. He's shown us that he's a phenomenal low-post scorer. He's got, you know, he's in really, really good shape. Brings in incredible energy, and he's loved by that entire locker room to the fullest extent. So, it was tough to just kind of see the look on his face and realize he was really struggling out there and not having the same confidence. But at the same time, that was only his sophomore year. He's got
right.
Two more full years.
Mm.
It's a really, really good team. He can play a very valuable role if he just does what he's great at,
yep.
Limits some of those mistakes, and let's be honest. I mean, Georgie is one of the faces of this team. You got to cherish it because everybody loves him as a guy as much as anybody that's ever been here.
I am already seeing it. Jim Nance interviewing Illinois as they win the national title, and he has to talk to Georgie. He has to, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy that he's saying, you know what? Georgie, get up here, man. We got to hear from you. Great stuff. Derek, thanks for setting that up. Thanks to Derek Burson and the crew over there as well. Let's get this going, man. We got basketball coming up. We got football coming up. Hey, next hour, we'll talk to we won't talk to him. He spoke today to the media. You'll hear from Brad Underwood, Illinois basketball coach. We'll do it next hour. So drive. Holy sh.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.